Yeah, look, it took a long time to get here. There was an awful lot of negotiation, an awful lot of going through the accounts to see if we get the extra money for. It's a good result. It is 2.5 extra into the roads fund across the board. As you said, it's 500,000 for each municipal district, or sorry, for each LEA, and we have two LEAs in our municipal district. So it's €1 million extra for West Clare. But I suppose on the scale of things, first of all, I suppose this funding is coming from our own funds, and that means whatever money we're putting into roads is not being spent someplace else now. Do you know? And that's a concern. And that's what we had to, with the meeting last week with the minister, and explained this. While we've put a patch on it this year, we need the extra funding from the government to come through. We're still short about 13.5 million. Do you know? So we're 2.5 million. Is a small bit of an improvement. It's a long way off what we need to make sure we get the roads done. It's been divided equally between the five LEAs, so we all get an extra 500,000. But when you look at Caroche, and you think the total budget we have this year, we're still only getting 61 kilometres done out of 12,500. So it's an improvement. I think what we need to do is be clever now on how we spend that and look at other resources. So if there's other funding streams we could use for footpaths and roads and ice and that sort of thing, rather than taking it from the roads budget, we would be clever on what we do now to make sure we get the maximum value out of that 500,000.
You mentioned there about being clever to get the maximum value of that 500,000, but for the roads and the quite substantial amount of over 11,000 kilometres, and I think some of that is national and primary roads that would fall under different funding. I think your rural and local roads, am I right to say, they're roughly about 4,444 kilometres?
Yeah, like, look, and this is the challenge, like, and we had a good discussion inside it today, and it was discussed, you know, that government don't see it, and they don't see the impacts and the importance of rural roads. Like, if you look at the rural road, which is literally just a hardcore road with Township and Toffet, and the heavy goods vehicles that are now travelling to make sure rural life is sustainable, because the smaller trucks coming in and out are gone. Suppliers want to do one clean sweep, so even the milk trucks come in, big heavy milk trucks, and they cause damage. The roads are key to it. Like, the volume of small local roads we have, up to three houses, four houses, that just haven't been, since the day they were put in there, haven't had any coating put in them, is absolutely horrendous. Out on the campaign trail to see it, and people are so mad, they're so angry, they're paying the property tax, they're paying the car tax, their cars are getting damaged more than anyone inside an urban area, and saying, well, why are we suffering? What's the point in us paying and not getting the return on the roads? So it's going to be a challenge to try and make sure that we make it stretch. It's an improvement this year, but the key to this is that we go to government and present a detailed report, which has been given now by the Chief Roads Engineer, on the state of the roads and how much money is needed. So maybe in next year's budget, we will get closer to that 13 million that we need to make sure the roads get the 10% cover they need each year. So look, it's a starting point.